Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the arrival of the Mayor of Council Watson and the Chief Executive, Mr. Kelvin Dorey.
Almighty God, we humbly beseech Thee to vouchsafe Thy blessings upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of Thy glory and the welfare of the people of whom we serve. Amen. Melton City Council acknowledges that land it now occupies has a history that began with Indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present, and all other nationalities that make up one of our growing and ever diverse community. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
We have two apologies this evening, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Ramsey and Councillor Mabick.
Thank you. Changes to the order of business?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Changes to that item 13 and 14 be heard together, with the Mayor being allocated 5 minutes to speak and Councillors 3 minutes.
Thank you. Deputations? Oh, sorry. Moved by Councillor Tarley. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Deputations?
No deputations this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of pecuniary interest, other interest of conflict of interest of any Councillor? No. Adoption of minutes of the previous meeting?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 22nd of July 2019 are confirmed as a true and correct record.
Moved by Councillor Ibushi. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll
have a seconded by Councillor Kisich. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Record of Assembly of Councillors?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 22nd and 29th of July 2019 and the 5th and the 12th of August 2019 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Moved by Councillor Tarley. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. So moved by Councillor Tarley, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? And declare the motion carried. Correspondence in those parliamentary and direct department letters received by the Mayor. We have one inward correspondence from the Honourable James Molino MP. Thank you for your letter regarding the Government's 2019-2020 State Budget funding allocation to various schools in the City of Melton. The Andrews Labour Government is building the education state so that every Victorian gets the opportunity for a great education and every community has the access to great schooling. Having modern and up-to-date classrooms and school facilities is a fundamental part of ensuring that every child has the best possible education. We cannot build the education state without investing in our schools, bricks and mortar. This has been demonstrated through the allocation of $5.6 billion over the past five state budgets to build new schools and modernise existing ones. The Government made a commitment to deliver new schools in the City of Melton and upgrade and modernise existing schools and, to this extent, funding to buy land in Melton and Aintree for new schools was provided in the 2017-18 and the 2018-19 state budgets. I'm delighted to advise that the future Ainsbury Station Primary School, in turn name, to open in 2021, and the Rockbank Primary School, in turn name, to open in 2021, will share the government's significant investment of $624.8 million for the construction of new schools under the 2019-2020 state budget. This investment will continue to deliver on our commitment to build 100 new schools over the next 8 years and assist in meeting an increasing demand for students' places throughout Victoria. In addition, to help cater for the growing and future needs of local families across our growing suburbs and regions, the government has allocated $46 million in the 2019-2020 state budget for the purchase of land for 4 new schools. This will include purchased land in the municipality of Melton. To make sure every community has a great local school, an additional $362 million was provided as part of the 2019-2020 state budget to upgrade classrooms and facilities across 59 existing schools and plan funding to prepare for 44 more. This included $6.2 million for Exford Primary School to replace old relocatable buildings and permanent new classrooms, as well as planning for future upgrades. As you're aware, it also included $650,000 for planning and transforming the Staunton College's old classrooms and facilities into a modern learning environment. This will enable the college to plan this year so projects can move quickly into construction when funded in the future state budget. As part of its investment in the 3-year-old kindergarten, the government has committed more than $1.68 billion over the next 10 years to support the building and expansion of almost 1,000 new and existing kindergartens, and so that children have the right learning environment and facilities no matter where they live. This represents the largest investment in kindergarten infrastructure in the state's history. If you'd like further information, you may contact Ms. Annie Chen, Manager Priorities Unit, Victorian School Buildings Authority. Yours sincerely, the Honourable James Merlino, MP.
Could I please move that the parliamentarian and department letters received by the Mayor be received and noted?
Thank you, Councillor Carr. Do I have a second for the motion?
I second that, Ms. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is there any Councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. Petitions and joint letters.
There are no petitions or joint letters this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business?
No matters held over.
Public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have 6 questions this evening. The first question is from Victor Agosta. Is Mr. Agosta in the gallery? Just to explain to members of the gallery, public questions, the submitter must be present in the gallery for the answer to be provided to the meeting. Otherwise, a written response to the question is provided after the meeting. If Mr. Agosta is not present, then we'll move on to the next question, which is from Mr. David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor is in the gallery. The question reads, it's understood that discussions have taken place with local stakeholders regarding the proposed look and feel of the new shelter and toilet block at Stan Payne Reserve in Diggers Rest. Would Council please provide the wider community, especially those who provided feedback to the initial consultation phase, with a preview of what is expected to be delivered as part of the $800,000 Stan Payne Reserve Going Suburbs Fund initiative. Mr. Luke Shannon, the General Manager of Planning and Development, will provide a response.
Thank you, David. As you rightfully point out, Council is planning to undertake improvements to the Stampain Reserve in the order of about $800,000 worth of work, and that has been partly funded through the Growing Suburbs Fund, the State Government Fund. As you point out, there has been community consultation which occurred earlier this year, and the outcomes of that have resulted in a draft master plan, if you like, that will result ultimately in improved landscaping, path networks, replacement of the toilet block and shelter that currently exist on site with a new facility, seating, landscaping, and more broadly just an improvement to the gateway to Diggers Rest as you head along the old Calder Highway. The program for works are that we propose to award a contract for those works to be undertaken or to commence at the end of this year, with works starting in earnest in the new year. However, in answer to your question, yes, we're happy to provide the final version of the plan when it's available to those community members who have shown an interest so far, and more broadly to the wider community, so we're happy to facilitate that. Thank you.
Second question from Mr. O'Connor this evening reads, given the rapid growth of our municipality, it's acknowledged that the Melton Civic Centre has exceeded its capacity and is well due for renewal or refurbishment. What is the current status, if any, with respect to this issue? And again, Luke Shannon, General Manager, Planning and Development, will respond.
Thank you, David, for your question. As you rightfully point out, the capacity of this current building has been reached, with it being well occupied by staff. You'll be aware that Jarrawarra Health, up until earlier this year, occupied a building immediately adjacent to this building. There's some minor works being carried out within there at the moment, which will enable some staff to move in there in October of this year, which will help alleviate some of the pressures. We do, at a broader level, have a number of outposts, if I could call them that, which will continue to remain in place, and they include the two libraries. We have two youth facilities across the municipality. We have an operations centre in High Street at a different site, and we also have an aged care facility in Mackenzie Street. So those operational type uses will always continue to be carried out outside of the current civic centre. Over the coming months, we will be having further discussions with the council regarding, at a strategic level, where the civic future of the municipality is in terms of the main civic office. That decision will be made subsequent to further briefings with council on that issue. But as we continue to grow as a municipality and service requirements for the community grow, we will have to address this issue, no doubt. Thank you.
The next question is from Amy Stubberfield, who's in the gallery. And the first question reads, what measures are you taking to improve the safety of students getting to and from school in the municipality, including what money was allocated in the last budget? And again, Mr. Shannon will respond.
Thank you, Amy, for your question. I will need to undertake further follow-up and will provide a written response to you to provide more particulars, particularly in relation to the budget expenditure, but there are a number of initiatives I can advise you of now in relation to school safety and pedestrian safety around schools particularly. If you've had the chance to read the agenda for tonight's meeting, there's actually two items in there which relate to this topic. The first one, it relates to some works that have recently been carried out in the car park at the Diggers Rest Primary School, which is a council-owned car park, which was done in consultation with the principal with a view to improving both parking arrangements and access for the children to the school. Those works have been completed. Tonight, it's also recommended to Council that they award a contract to undertake works outside the newly constructed college in City Vista Court, in immediately adjacent to Caroline Springs, to the west of Caroline Springs, in the Taylors Hill West precinct. And those works will include improved car parking adjacent to the school, and importantly, a signalised pedestrian crossing at the front of the school at City Vista Court. So again, a significant initiative to provide improved accessibility to schools. Another initiative which is also in Council's current year budget is the design of improvements to Bullmans Road in Melton West, which will involve improvements outside the two schools and the parking arrangements in Bullmans Road. One last point I'll make without labouring this too much further is Council does already have in excess of 70 school crossings in the municipality, and those are all staffed both morning and evening to ensure safe access for parents and children to those schools. But as I said, I'll provide further particulars in the written response. Thank you.
The second question from Ms. Stubblefield is, what steps are you taking to curb illegal dumping, and what money is allocated in the budget to address this? Again, Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Amy. Again, I will need to provide a written follow-up to this, but I can assure you that Council actually spends a significant amount of money each year to address the issue of illegal dumping. Sadly, it is a significant issue both in this municipality but also more broadly across Melbourne, particularly within the growth areas. It's most unfortunate, but Council does seek to address that as quickly as possible and clean the illegal dumping up as quickly as possible, but I'll provide further particulars to you in terms of the methodology and the expenditure involved each year. Thank you.
And the final question this evening is from Ray Brown. Is Mr. Brown in the gallery? Again, a written response will be provided to Mr. Brown in relation to his question. That concludes public question time, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torter. Presentation of staff reports, 12.1.
Mr. Mayor, could I please move in block and accept all officers' recommendations on items 12.1, 12.8, 12.11, 12.15, 12.16, 12.18, 12.19 and 12.20, please?
Thank you, Councillor Tarley. Do you have a second of the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor Tarley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, I know I didn't raise it in change of order of business, but is there any way that item 12.23 could be heard first, as I believe that there's a lot of members in the gallery that are actually here for that item? If my fellow councillors are happy to hear that first.
Would you like to move that we move it forward?
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor.
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Bushy, that we move item 12.23 forward in the agenda. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. I will start with 12.23. Planning and application PA 2019/6553/1, use and development of land for purpose of place of worship with associated car parking at 527-561 Holden Road. Mr. Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This planning application relates to a site which has an area of around 5 hectares, which is located on the south side of Holden Road, just east of Plumpton Road. The property currently contains an existing dwelling, and the rear of the site is also heavily encumbered by the future road alignment of the Outer Metropolitan Ring Transport Corridor. The application essentially proposes to use and develop the land for the purpose of a place of worship and associated car parking. The proposal entails the redevelopment and extension of the existing dwelling on the site for use as a Sikh temple. Approximately half of the existing dwelling structure would be renovated to create a worship hall of around 103 square metres in area, and the other half would include the caretaker's wing, which would provide a small living room, two bedrooms, two bathrooms and an office. The temple is proposed to accommodate a maximum of 50 people at any one time, and it's noted that the proposed place of worship is an offshoot of a larger temple which is located in Craigieburn and will offer only small limited religious practice, not extending to festivals and holy days. In terms of car parking, 17 on-site gravel car parking spaces are proposed, which are located in proximity to the existing dwelling. The application was advertised and generated 4 objections, and the objections could be, or the grounds of objection could be summarised as concerns about the use being inappropriately located in this area, concerns about increased traffic, safety concerns, that the proposal would impact on the quality of people living in the area. There's also concerns about the fact that an existing Sikh temple is located reasonably proximate to the site, to the south of the site, about 2 or 3 kilometres from the site on the Melton Highway. And general concerns, I guess, that that the use is considered to be an inappropriate use in a Green Wedge area. In terms of officer assessment of the application, Mr. Mayor, it's noted that since the application was lodged, there's been a fairly significant change to the council's planning scheme, with the introduction of a revised, I guess, local planning policy framework. And that particular framework makes reference to the Western Plains North Green Wedge Management Plan, which was prepared and approved by council a number of years ago. And that particular plan designates the subject land in an area which is known as Precinct 3, specifically relating to Leach Road and Holden Road, and recommends that discretionary uses such as that being proposed in this application not be supported to avoid future conflict with agricultural uses. Essentially, Precinct 3 is identified in the Green Wedge Management Plan as one of the key areas in the municipality for agricultural use, and recommends that it should be protected from the intrusion of urban-related type uses, considering the opportunities generated by access to recycled water, which is available to the area. So as I mentioned before, the intent of this policy is really to ensure that Green Wedges are not impacted by non-agricultural uses, but are protected as much as possible to allow the future agricultural use of those areas. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended by officers that the application be refused as outlined in the report. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I've got an alternate recommendation to this one, if
Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, can I see clarification before Councillor Bushy puts
in? Yeah, please do.
Thank you. Mr. Baggio, with the dot point that under the application where it says the place of worship is an offshoot of a very large temple in Craigieburn, how many of these residents that will be using this place of worship be City of Melton residents, or would they just be residents from Craigieburn? Do we know that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, I don't have that information.
Thank you.
Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, with regards to this one, I'd like to move that Council defer its decision on this application pending further consultation with the applicant and the Sikh community.
Gail Tannen, motion moved by Councillor Bushy.
I would like to
second. Have a seconder for the motion, Councillor Kissage. So moved by Councillor Bushy. Seconded by Councillor Kissage. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? You oppose?
I oppose.
You oppose the motion?
Yes.
And Councillor Mendez, you oppose the motion also?
Yeah, I oppose too.
Okay, we're going to debate. Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, I'll reserve my comments till the end, thank you.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I don't see why we need to defer it. I'm happy to make a decision on this evening. In regards to getting more information from the Sikh community, I believe, and please correct me if I'm not right, but many of my fellow councillors have received many emails in regards to their application and what they're looking for and what they're wanting to do. I believe it's been more than one, and I know I've read through them, and I assume my fellow councillors have all read through them so they can make an informed decision this evening. So I don't believe that we need to defer it. I'm happy to make a decision on a recommendation that council officers have put before me. I do have some concerns in regards to this. I have spoken to residents that have objected to this, but, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to leave that till, I guess, the next debate when we debate the recommendation that's before us from the council officers. But in saying, just in wrapping up, I do oppose Councillor Ibushi's alternate, only because I believe that we have received enough information to make an informed decision this evening, and I don't believe that we need to defer this any longer.
Councillor Bush, you had the first chance to speak. Do you wish to? Does any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you.
You're speaking against, Jim.
Yeah, I'm speaking against the motion, of course. But, Mr. Mayor, I tend to agree that the information we've been given is quite satisfactory. It doesn't change the position that it is green wedge. It backs onto the overlay of the freeway, and it's currently in farm area. That will not change no matter what information we get. I feel there is a need to adopt the recommendations from the council officers. I do have some sympathy for religious groups trying to embed in areas. Please be careful of where you choose your land. That's about the best I can say. But yes, things are not going to change no matter what information we get forward. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other council wish to speak for or against?
I'd like to say something, thanks, Mayor. My concerns are the same as Councillor Carley's. We're actually looking at a planning application before us, which I clearly would like to have some understanding about how many City of Melton residents are actually using the facility, because it's got the word Craigieburn there, and I've seen lots of letters and things to say that about the objections. It's in farming land, and I think we've got quite enough of these temples within the City of Melton, and I'm getting very concerned about the number of applications coming before this council for temples in farming areas, and I think we need to really address that.
Thank you. Does any other council wish to speak for or against? Councillor Carr, can you assume the chair from where you are for just for 2 seconds, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Phil wish to speak on this. I personally have had a lot of communication over the weekend as well. And I feel, in my view, I need to have more discussions and more information on this, so I will support Councillor Debussy's motion to, as against. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any other councillors that wish to speak?
Yes, I'm happy to speak.
Councillor Debussy?
Yes, everyone's received lots of phone calls and emails in relation to this matter, and it's for that reason I think we shouldn't make a decision or take a decision on this one lightly, because there's been lots and lots of discussions. I know I haven't had an opportunity to meet any of the applicant or the objectors, and I think that's a really, before making a decision, it's important we meet with the residents that are for and against so that we can make take a position and think about what they have to say. I'm not sure if anyone else has met with them. Any other councillor met with them? No? So I think that's an important point. I think people should feel free to practice their religion, and I really do. I am deeply offended by Councillor Mendez's comments that we see enough of these applications. If people want a place of worship, they have every right to put an application in and practice their religion in the way they want to. And I don't think it's really good enough to say we see enough of these applications for temples. That's, I'm sure the people that hold this religion, this view, wouldn't agree with those comments from a respected councillor such as Councillor Mendez. Something else that's come to light to me in doing my due diligence in researching this matter is there is another Sikh temple on the Melton Highway there that is in the Green Wedge Zone that we gave a permit to, a temporary permit for 10 years back in 2014, and we were happy to give them that, but here we're potentially not even given an opportunity to meet the objectors and talk to them about their concerns, and I think we need to make sure that we're hearing from the community on this one. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Rishi. Thank you, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other councillor wish to speak on this matter? It's a very important matter. It's called, of course, Councillor Bushy. Thank you. Okay, Councillor Bushy's alternate motion. All those in favour of the alternate motion, please raise your hands. All those against the alternate motion, I declare the alternate motion lost. We go back to the original motion.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, if...
Councillor Carley, please do.
I'd like to move that Council issue a notice of decision to refuse to grant a permit subject to the grounds outlined in Appendix 6 of this report.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Do you have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor, same by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? We're going to debate. Councillor Carley, you're right first.
I'll reserve my right to speak, Mr. Mayor, until I hear why my fellow councillors have objected.
Councillor Bishop, do you wish to speak?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. As I outlined previously, there is a Sikh temple on the Melton Highway that was given a... They're also in the Green Wedge Zone. They were given a 10-year temporary permit for a place of worship. Yes, our policy decisions have changed since, but we should not be treating each community group different, especially when they're from the same religion or practice the same religion, because it's going to create conflict, and I don't think that that's the best way of doing it. I am not saying that we shouldn't agree or disagree. All I'm saying in this is that we hear from the objectors and we hear from the applicants, because I personally haven't had an opportunity to meet with them, and I think we should, as councillors, we should hear from the community rather than just go by what is said on an email. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Mendes, you wish to speak?
Councillor Hardy wishes to speak first.
I'll talk.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think all councillors are sympathetic to all religious groups having freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of practice. And I think we are all supportive of that area. We go to great lengths in this community because we are multicultural, we are inclusive. The issue here is we do have a policy front called Green Wedge. We do have a policy position on farmland. We do have a policy position on overlays to the freeway and other areas, which are quite well and truly spelled out here in the council officer's excellent report, without favour. This is not going to change if we go to consultation. Just not going to change. It is what it is. And I premise my words this way, that everybody should, when they do set up, when they have the encouragement to set up a religious group, please come to the council. We will assist wherever possible, whatever we can do to ensure that you can establish your cultural, your religious group, wherever, whenever in Melton. But the policy settings are the policy settings, and we do not have the right to alter those policy settings. So at this point in time, I've got to say I'm terribly sorry, but I can't alter the policy settings. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kessett, do you wish to say anything? Okay, moved by...
Mr. Mayor, can I speak?
Do you wish to speak now?
Yes, I do.
Please, sir.
First of all, Councillor Bushy, I'm not one to say anything against any religious group in the City of Melton. I'm all for religious groups in the City of Melton. What my concerns are, the concerns that you see at the Deer Park one or the Melton one down Melton Highway. That road intersection where you come over that bridge from Rockbank and Werribee and Neil's Road, when they have major functions there, you cannot do a right-hand turn. You're constantly waiting for traffic, and that to actually come from that temple there to actually come onto those roads. It's a serious risk, and I'm concerned about any fatalities that are going to occur there in the future. And I have actually been down to functions when that temple has been utilised for events, and it is very difficult to turn. and there's also traffic management issues there when there are events. But no matter what you do to actually try and manage those issues, there are concerns with traffic management. We also not long ago had an application for a forest up in the back part of Melton West on Bullman's Road, where we had concerns about things to do with soil, but there are also concerns with traffic management. You've got currently going to have a cemetery upon that road. You've also got Jehovah's Witnesses there and also got the church coming out of the Catholic Regional College. Now, I can tell you from experiences that turning onto that road, Bullman's Road, which is a single-lane road, at any time on a Sunday, is fraught with danger from residents not being able to even access the roundabout. So my concern is that we're going to continually put and extend mosques or put mosques in areas where traffic management hasn't been considered. And I agree with Councillor Hardy that applicants need to come to council and discuss their applications in a greater extent before they actually decide what they're going to do with that land and actually seek out even further what policies are around those land pieces before they actually purchase them. So I have nothing against any religious group in the City of Melton. I'm just concerned about what people are purchasing land for and what they intend to use it for, and that they should think carefully about any of the policies that apply to those land pieces before they purchase them.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Carley, used to sum up.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I know when Councillor Bushy and my fellow councillors speak about the Sikh temple that's very close to this one here, but we need to look at where that Sikh temple is. That's actually not an unsealed road. This location is an unsealed road. The unsealed section of Holden Road is not designed to carry additional traffic. There's already existing issues with dust there at the moment with the residents that are already on Holden Road. The other Sikh temple is not on an unsealed road, so I think that that's something really to point out. And not only that, Mr. Mayor, again, I'm very concerned with this being an offshoot of a very large temple in Craigieburn. 50 people attending, I understand that, but how many of those are City of Melton residents? When I look at all the objections that have come through from the residents and also from the officers in regards to the overlays that are on this parcel of land, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I can't agree to this, and that is why I've moved the recommendation to refuse.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. So moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Mendes seconded it. Sorry, I apologise. She just gave up her order. Signed by Councillor Mendes. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I please call for a division?
You can call for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Hardy. All those against? Councillor Kesich, Councillor Turner, I declare the motion carried. Item 12.2. Sorry. Mr. Sherman, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report responds to a notice of motion from earlier this year, which read that council officers report to council after working with the principal of the Rockbank Primary School to outline how council can better assist in resolving the parking issues around the school, including consideration of the school crossing supervisor. Mr. Mayor, since that time, the staff have undertaken a further analysis of the car parking uptake in and adjacent to the primary school and have also had the opportunity to meet with the principal on site to discuss the specific issues of concern. Following that analysis and the on-site meeting, a number of works have been undertaken on site, and they're outlined on the plan on page 30 of the officer's report. In summary, those works involve installation of a significant number of signs to provide clarity as to where parking is appropriate, extensive line marking and provision of a zebra crossing leading to the gate of the school. the feedback from the principal since that time is that the works have been successful and he's happy with those. We'll obviously still continue to monitor those in consultation with the principal to make sure they're having the desired effect. Thank you, Mr. Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have a mover for... Oh, sorry. Does any council require any clarification? Do you have a mover for a motion?
Happy to move it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder?
Yeah.
I'm happy to second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any council oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.3, Mr. Sharon.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move an alternate for this one, if possible, that council defer this matter for a further council briefing, please.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Move to defer. Do you have a seconder?
I'm happy to second it, thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any council oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion to defer carried. Item 12.4, sponsor notice motion 624, Councillor Bushy's.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move an additional dot point to this, if possible, and that is that Council actively seeks state and or federal funding to assist in the development of this oval. Where funding has been identified and applications submitted, officers to report back to Council on the progress and details of the relevant funding submission. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Alternate offered by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the alternate motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the alternate motion carried. Response notes motion 630, Councillor Bushy. Consideration of no right turn signage.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the recommendations are put in this matter, please.
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.6, response to notice motion 639, Councillor Carr, bollard installation in Taylor's Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move the recommendation that a report be presented to the next ordinary meeting of Council on the 16th of September 2019 for consideration.
Moved by Councillor Carley. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.7, annual community satisfaction survey.
Mr. Mayor, can I move that Council note the results of the annual community survey 2019 at Appendix 1, please?
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.9, financial contribution to Resilient Melbourne Project. Mr. Heaney.
Mr. Mayor and Councillors, this has brought to your attention a previous request of the Council that when this request is ever made from Resilient Melbourne that we bring this report to you to either approve or not approve the $15,000 contribution. So Council's been a participant of this development of the Resilient Melbourne project since its inception, and that was back in 2014. The project is under the auspice of the City of Melbourne and covers 32 local government areas with a broader metropolitan footprint. The City of Melbourne is one of course, those local government areas. Council did endorse the strategy at the ordinary meeting of the 27th of June back in 2016. And again, I just note that it was also a decision of the Council to bring this report back for you annually. There are 33 actions, although they're not in the report, identified in the strategy. There are three what they call flagship actions, as identified as having potential of a metropolitan-wide impact and transformational outcomes for Melbourne. And they're noted on page 143, which is the Metropolitan Urban Forest Strategy, Emergency Management and Community Resilience Framework of Victoria, and the Metropolitan Cycling Network. I suppose from Melton's point of view, we've been very active in the emergency management space, working across this initiative through workshops, etc., and that's to enhance our resilience through emergency management planning as a council. This report seeks a contribution of $15,000 for the 19-20 financial year, and that is the recommendation on this report, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I was just wondering if I could have more of an understanding about the emergency management community part, because does that actually involve our CFA and emergency management bodies within the municipality, or is that something separate?
We work with our emergency management CFA police and everything as part of our normal process. This is a metropolitan wide where we get together with all of those councils to discuss emergency management, is the easiest way to say it.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like
to. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Murray, when you do this resilient plan,
Melbourne,
emergency management and the forest planning, does that give you just a roadmap of who's involved, how to go about it? Is that how it? Yeah, is that what we're paying for?
Yeah, well, council signed up to this a number of years ago, and as an annual contribution, it was agreed by the 32 or 33 councils, whatever it was, that they were the three flagship items that everyone agreed to. So that's what we're part of.
It's a consistent approach from everybody.
Yep.
That we all.
But there's more actions than what's noted in this. Yes. But I suppose from our point of view as Melton, we're getting our investment out of the emergency management involvement.
So this is hand in glove. Everybody's in the same.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you. Does any other councillor require?
One further question. Does every council contribute $15,000, or are there different sums of money?
Yep, that's my understanding. The City of Melbourne obviously staff it. They have it at their office, so there's actually quite a big team that runs Resilient Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It goes towards that, I suppose, staffing and operations of that whole team. Yep. But they contribute in the hundreds of thousands, I would.
All right. Thank you.
Councillor Taylor, you have a question?
I do, Mr. Mayor. Murray, when you speak about the emergency management space and that we do work in that space there, is there anything that we can't do on our own that we're doing with them?
No, it's more learning off other councils than those 32 councils. We still do it anyway.
Yep.
It's just enhancing what we do and learning off those other councils.
Any further questions, councillors? Do I move up for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, can I...
Councillor Bushy.
Just let me know if I'm out of order, but I'd like to move that we do not contribute $15,000 to the Resilient Melbourne Project 19-20, please.
Well, you're not moving a motion.
I'd like to move an alternate.
You're not moving this motion. You're moving an alternate, really. Okay. Alternate recommendation moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder for that?
Seconded. Sorry, my microphone was off.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose? Opposed by Councillor Hardy. Any other councillor opposed? We're going to debate. Councillor Bushy, do
you wish? I reserve my comment.
You reserve your comment. Councillor Kesich, do you wish to speak? Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. in supporting our continued support for the resilience program, It is based on, it is about learnings. We do have the capacity within council, no doubt about it, and we do an excellent job in urbanised forests, which I've seen myself, and also emergency management plans. But it's about learnings. It's about ensuring that we have consistency of approach when and where it is necessary. We may be involved with other councils that border us, and they may support us also. But without the consistency of approach and knowing who's in, who's the contact, and what our capacity is, sometimes things do go a bit astray. So it is just purely that I believe that we need to be at the table to ensure that we have the best possible learnings and approach. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Carley, please take the chair.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to say I agree with Councillor Ibushi. I haven't seen any real benefits since 2014, and please correct me if I'm wrong and if I've missed something, but I haven't. When we speak about $15,000, we need to be mindful that that's ratepayers' money. If we're already doing this in-house and we've already made these connections, then I don't see why we would need to contribute $15,000. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to support Councillor Ibushi's alternate.
Thank you. Does any other councillor wish to speak for or against? Councillor Carley, can you take the chair, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
$15,000 is a lot of money. However, in the scheme of a budget of a council, it's very minimal. I believe the strength in numbers and learnings, and that we can get some goodness out of this. We've been doing this since 2014, so I don't think it's been done just for the sake of doing it. We've taken a strong part in this. There's over 100 cities worldwide part of this group. Sometimes we may get learnings, sometimes we will give other communities learnings, and to be part of a worldwide group of 100 cities sharing learnings, it's not just in emergency management. There's lots of different, there's only three listed on here, which is the three that are most relevant to us: Metropolitan Urban Forestry Strategy, the Emergency Management and Resilience Framework, and also the Metropolitan Cycling Network. Although it might not ring as if something special to any one of us, any of these, I'm sure there's things we're doing that we're sharing with other councils across the world, and I think for $15,000, I think it's a bit mean. Considering some of the things we spend our budgets on, I think it's ridiculous that we're even questioning this. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, am I allowed to ask another question, or is it not allowed at this stage?
I think you can still ask a question.
I'm just actually wondering, so do our emergency service people, like through the CFA and all those organisations, actually then get from this organisation that council officers go to these workshops and events, do they actually then bring those learnings back to the emergency services within the City of Melton? Is that how it works? Is there some sort of connection there?
I imagine everyone gets learnings from it. Whether they bring them back or not, I'm not sure. But the main thing from this council is our officers that do emergency management and emergency management planning. Our MEROs, our recovery officers are heavily involved in this piece of work. They're providing any information back to our emergency services.
Thank you.
Does any other council wish to speak on this?
Yes,
Mr. Councillor Bush, would you wish to sum up?
Yep. We've made a $75,000 investment in this group since 2014, and if that's how much we've been paying anyway, we have specialist staff that we employ that have paid very well because they do an exceptional job. I just don't see that our residents are getting bang for buck. And I think we should utilise the specialist skills of our in-house staff to continue to do the brilliant work they do in this area. So I really don't think that spending another $15,000, which will take our investment to $75,000 since 2014, justifies the price tag. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion? Right, internal motion, I mean. Yeah, sorry. One, two. All those against? and declare the alternate motion one. Carried. UNESCO Learning Cities Conference. Mr. Tory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you would all be aware, councillors, the City of Melton is a partner in the UNESCO Global Network of Learning Cities and has received an invitation to send a delegation to the 4th International Conference on Learning Cities being held in Medellin, Colombia in October of this year. The invitation is issued to the Mayor and up to 3 participants to form the delegation from Melton. Melton has participated in the last 2 UNESCO Learning City conferences, one of those held in Mexico City and the other in Cork in Ireland.
Mr. Mayor, can I move an alternative motion now, or do I need to let the recommendation be read?
I think Mr. Torres, you'll say first.
As a result of participation at last year's past conference held in Cork, Melton did initiate a learning festival which was conducted in 2018 during the month of October. There were 100 learning events held over the 3 days of that festival, and planning is well advanced for the 2019 version of the festival. The 2019 conference themes are specifically relevant to a number of the challenges that Council faces as it plans services and facilities to provide opportunities for the community. Strategies for including at-risk and disadvantaged cohorts into both formal and informal learning are key to achieving Council's vision for the community and enabling individuals to fully participate in community life and be economically self-reliant. So, Mr. Mayor, it is recommended that Council approve the Mayor, Councillor Turner, and Mr. Matt Wilson, who is the Manager of Community Planning, to represent Council and attend the 4th International Conference on Learning Cities to be held in Medellin, Colombia, from the 1st to the 3rd of October 2019, and that Council determine whether any further Council representation in the delegation from Melton City should occur. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Do you have an alternate motion, Councillor Mendes?
Yes, I do, Mr. Mayor. That Council approves the Mayor, Councillor Bob Turner and Matt Wilson, Manager of Community Planning, to represent Council and attend the 4th International Conference of Learning Cities to be held in Medellin, Colombia from the 1st to 3rd October 2019. And 2, also approve the attendance of Councillor Michelle Mendes as an additional Council representative at the above conference.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Alternate motion moved by Councillor Mendes. Do I have a seconder for the alternate motion? Can the Councillor wish to second it?
Mr. Mayor, I'll second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any council have any questions to Councillor Mendes's alternate motion? Okay. All those in favour? All those against the motion? I declare the alternate motion carried.
Mr. Mayor? Sorry, I know that it's being carried, but are we going to enter into debate? Because there was councillors opposing.
I asked if there were any questions. We can debate it if you wish.
Oh, not clarification. It was just...
Well, I think we've already voted, and I think everybody knows the decision, so I feel we should move on, is my feeling.
Okay.
Okay, you happy with that?
I'm happy with that, Mr.
Thank
Mayor,
you.
But I just want to explain why I didn't support this notice.
Okay, we're on the next
with
one,
this
then.
Recommendation.
Okay. Item 12.12. planning application PA 2019/6635.
Mr. Mayor, sorry. Point of order. I know that we've moved on and a vote's been taken place, but shouldn't we have, because there was those for and those against, and shouldn't we have entered into a debate? Well, not into a debate, but giving councillors a right to speak, even if they don't have any...
Councillor Carley, please speak if you wish.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I guess the reason my fellow councillors are aware that I'm not happy with overseas travel, I've got no problem with any council officers attending, as they're the ones who are dealing with these projects day in and day out and are sharing their knowledge with others. The Mexico trip, which you all know I opposed, I've seen absolutely no benefit to the community since that trip took place when Councillor Ramsay attended. The Cork, I believe that no councillors attended when the UNESCO had their conference in Cork. However, we had a Melton Lifelong Learning Festival that came out of that, which was a great festival. So, Mr. Mayor, to me, I guess it was something that I felt strongly about that I just wanted to speak on, that this is a reason why I don't agree with councillors going on these overseas trips. It is ratepayers' money, and we just need to be mindful of that.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor wish to speak on this issue?
Yeah, I'd like to actually address that, if that's possible.
Finally, Councillor Mendes.
The reason I've actually registered my interest in going is because I do have the same concerns as Councillor Carley has in the past, but it's actually got a link to education. I work in the education sector, and I really believe that I can go back and actually bring things back to the community. I understand your concerns because I've actually had the same issues where people have gone on these conferences and nothing's come back, even to schools. And I really believe, looking at the content and some of the issues that we do face with education in the City of Melton, that I can actually get some benefit from this, and I do truly hope that I bring something back to the community, and I understand your concerns.
Time to move on, councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say that...
I should have wished you.
Sorry. just in reply to Councillor Mendes, perhaps the Department of Education should fund, if it's to benefit your teaching career, why should our residents have to foot that bill?
Councillor Bushy, if you want the Education Department to fund it, good luck.
Councillors, let's move on. We're not going into debate on this. 12.12, planning application PA 2019-6635.
Thank you.
I've got Mr. Baggio here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Mr. Baggio.
So this is a planning application, Mr. Mayor, that relates to an existing council open space reserve, which has an area of 7,562 square metres, which is located on the south side of McDonald Street, in Melton South. The application, I guess, is in two parts. The first is proposing to remove the reserve status from a part of the reserve, which has an area of 2,900 square metres, and then essentially to excise that land from the reserve so that it's able to be acquired in future by the Department of Health and Human Services to facilitate the development of a community care facility on the land. It's noted that two-thirds of the land will remain as a park, and that will have an area of around 4,600 square metres in area. So, excuse me, Mr. Mayor, the application was advertised fairly extensively, and in response, 14 objections have been received to the application. The grounds of objection largely, I think, relate to the proposed future use of the land for community care units and concerns around increase in traffic generation, that there's insufficient car parking. There's concerns about the concerns that it's not an appropriate site for this sort of use, uncertainty about the proposed development, property devaluation, concerns really along those lines. In terms of the officer assessment of the application, it's noted that council at its meeting on the 22nd of July this year resolved that the subject land was not required by council for the purposes for which it was originally reserved as open space. And in terms of consideration of the application, it's considered that the main issues for council to consider is whether the loss of some public open space is acceptable and whether the subdivision that's being proposed is in an appropriate location. So the subdivision will, as I mentioned before, will not result in a total loss of open space in this area, with about two-thirds of the park remaining as a local park. In addition, there's quite a substantial area of existing open space in proximity to a land. The subdivision will help facilitate the development of the land with community care accommodation. The future development will be in proximity to a range of services and infrastructure, including Melton Station Square Shopping Centre, Melton Railway Station, and, as I mentioned before, a number of parks and schools. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that the application be supported and a notice of decision be issued in accordance with the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any council require any clarification? Do you have a mover for a motion?
I'm happy to move it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Mendes. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second it, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? We're going to debate. Councillor Mendes, would you wish to speak?
I think I made my feelings known at the last meeting that I've actually been down to this site and I don't see it being used by anybody in regards to parklands, and I know that people have their own feelings about that. And we're not taking up the whole land, we're actually taking up one third of it and there's two thirds remaining. And I'd like to think that maybe we could actually do something to actually make that into a greater parkland down the track for the residents, so that it gets further usage. But at this stage, I don't see any problem with the land being developed in the way we intend, because one third of it is only being used.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to just prosecute the case this way. Let's drill down to the acquisition of part of a park. There is land available in Station Road that has health facilities next door, also shopping facilities, also schools, and transport. It has all the bells and whistles and it has a huge parkland behind, and the government are paying for this land and the program. There is no net loss to council. We can direct them to go wherever they like. And I'm going to premise it simply on this way. Parks connect kids and adults with nature and to each other. Perhaps more than ever, families need places to connect with each other. Parks are an all-purpose place for kids to connect with nature and with their families connect with peers. They are the one of the few places that families can go together, go to in safety. And remember this, councillors. This road that is going to go and divide the park away from the program, when do you put kids in a road space? When do you ever put kids in an open, accessible, road trafficable reserve? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Carley, do you wish to speak?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Does any other council wish to speak against? Councillor Mendes, would you like to sum up?
Yeah, I'm actually going to say a couple of things. First of all, the land and Station Road does not have the same transport services that the current land down in McDonald Drive or McDonald Street does. And the Toolan Park, or the Toolan River, runs right adjacent to all of those properties and has many events and things such as the Platypus Festival and other opportunities for the residents in that area. Any time that I've been down to that parkland, because there is no actual park equipment within that land, I have not witnessed anybody using that land for the purpose of a park. And if you go up one street from McDonald Street, there's actually a parkland that is actually, I've seen, well utilised by many residents and has actually been recently developed from council. So I think we've done a great deal for the residents in that area.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Motion moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? I declare the motion carried. You can have a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. All those opposed to the motion? Councillor Hardy. I declare the motion carried. Item 12.13, sale of land situated at 3-13 McDonald Street, Melton South. Ms. Daniel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to present to Council a proposal to sell part of the land situated at 3-13 McDonald Street, Melton South. And Councillors, that of course is the same land that was the subject of the report just before, presented by Mr. Baggio, and I note that Council approved that permit application, which was an application, of course, to remove the reserve status and register the two-lot subdivision. Council will also be aware that at the last ordinary meeting on the 22nd of July, as Mr. Baggio also mentioned in his report, that Council resolved that this same land was no longer required for the purpose of public open space. And these are two of a number of separate but ultimately related statutory processes that need to be undertaken in order for Council to properly consider and deal with a proposal by the Department of Health and Human Services, the DHHS, to purchase land in the City of Melton and build community care accommodation. And I've referred to the land in my report as the one-third land, the same as I referred to it in the last ordinary meeting of Council, simply because it's one-third of the entire reserve. So with the permit granted, that means that Council is now legally in a position to be able to sell the one-third land. And that's because it is now able to sell it as a lot on an unregistered plan of subdivision. And it sells it subject to the registration of that plan and any other conditions precedent which the council might negotiate, such as the rezoning of the land. And I know that the report says to residential, but in fact it should say to public use. And that's, of course, the subject of the next report. And so then any settlement of the sale would be when the plan of subdivision registers. There are no statutory advertising requirements here because the proposed sale is to a public entity, which the DHHS is. And I note that the Valuer General has valued the land at $865,000. In terms of risk, given the extensive engagement between Council and the DHS on this project, if the sale does not proceed, Council would, of course, firstly risk the completion of the project itself, so risk the community care accommodation in Melton, but it might also risk reputational damage and damage to the relationship between it and the DHHS. If the plan of subdivision is ultimately registered but the sale does not proceed for whatever reason, then I note that Council would be the owner of the new lot and it would then be free to deal with the land including to dispose of it at any other point in time to any other person. And that would, of course, also mean, though, that unless and until the land is sold, there would not be funds to embellish the remaining two-thirds land, which was also part of the resolution from the July meeting. So with that said, the officer recommendation is, as set out on page 175, but alternatively, council could decide not to sell it, and as I said, it would then be the holder of, if presuming the plan registers, it would then be the holder of a discrete lot to deal with as it sees fit in the future. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Daniel. Does any council require any clarification? Do you have any mover for the motion?
Happy to move it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any council oppose the motion? Councillor Hardy, you wish to speak on the motion, Councillor Bushy?
I'll reserve my comments, thanks.
Councillor Hardy.
Councillors, I've already spoken previously on the children issue, and I'll premise it this way, that where we are located in McDonald Street, and I'm there quite often, by the way, so I know who uses it, when they use it, and the children that do use it. The nearest park up the road is at Fraser Street, and the other one is in Melton South over the railway line, Mount... Mr Mayor, help me out.
Carberry.
Thank you very much. Mount Carberry. Councillors, if we were building a... if we were allowing a new subdivision with that many people in the area and only two parks, it wouldn't be here. It just simply wouldn't get vetted. It wouldn't be on the agenda. We wouldn't allow it. It's simply an over-design, and Melton South is prone to over-design. It is within that captured space that will have high-density living, and with only two parks. I just find this... we've got park strategies all day, every day. We've got state government committing to park strategies. We've got everybody else, and we want to sell off. I just don't get it when the state government are paying the full bill. They are paying for everything. The land, the program, everything. There's no money. There's no capital from council. Why do we need to sell it? I just don't get that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Carley, you wish to say a few words?
No, Mr. Mayor. I mean, this was discussed and debated last council meeting, Mr. Mayor, so this is just what we need to do following that agenda item that was moved and passed last month. So, no, I don't have anything further to say.
Do any other council wish to speak against?
Yes, please let me, Mr. Mayor.
You wish to speak against or for?
To say against it, please. My concerns still are that I'm hearing what you say about the parkland, but if you go up to the block from that site, there are a lot of kids playing on the play equipment and that, and I would really like to see some sort of photographic evidence in that of McDonald Street where the park is actually utilised by children, because I have not at any point in time when I've been down there seen it utilised by children. I know what the residents say, but I'd actually like to see that evidence. They're very fortunate to have the Tool and Creek running along the end of those courts, and I don't feel that the children will be playing on the roads, because, once again, I haven't seen that either. So I'd really love some evidence that that court park land is used by any children in that street.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Bushy, do you wish to sum up?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? I declare the motion carried. Division called by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. All those against? Councillor Hardy. I declare the motion carried. Item 1214, C. Amendment C216 to the Mountain Planning Scheme. Oh, sorry, it's been. Oh, it's okay. The Mountain Planning Scheme rezoning part of land 3-13 McDonald Street. Mr. Baggio, please.
Mr. May, can I move this and accept officer recommendations, please?
You can. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do I have a second for the motion?
I second that, Mr. Mayor.
Second by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Go into debate. Councillor Bushy.
I'll reserve following Councillor Hardy's comments, which are going to be the same, I'm sure.
No, it's not.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Okay, it's really a summary. An open space is rapidly disappearing from our communities. Designated public open space and places for nature are becoming all the more important for all ages. The power of local parks, even small neighbourhood spaces, such as McDonald Street, to connect kids with nature is not to be underestimated. Visit your local parks daily, your state parks you go once a year or once a lifetime. Kids can find nature in almost every park, and there are parks and public lands close to where almost everybody lives. Here we have that. And what we're going to do is put a road on one third which is going to be open and accessible to children. I just do not feel comfortable with that at any point in time. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Mendes, you wish to speak? Okay. Councillor Bushy, you wish to sum up?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, unless anyone else wants to speak. No? Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to reiterate comments I made in the previous council meeting. And I know that this one is specifically dealing with the rezoning part of the land. I just wanted to say how important our community desperately needs community accommodation or housing, and it is a massive shortage, not only in the city of Melton, but across the state. And in relation to this matter, I'm proud to move this motion that enables further discussions and productive discussions. So I thank officers for working on this matter, and I thank the department for choosing the City of Melton. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. So moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. All those against? Councillor Hardy. Twelve 17. Contract 19/12. Commonwealth Bank Indoor Stadium Design Contract Variation. Mr. Heaney.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll be quick on this one. This is in relation to what will be a 6-court indoor stadium to be constructed in the Melton Township, and this will be constructed on the corner of Bridge and Ferris Road. Council originally looked at a proposal to look at 3 courts and asked the officers to do some further work about site evaluation. So it was a 3 courts with an option of a future 5. Then there was a notice of motion that was tabled by council some time ago to increase that to a 6-court stadium, which we have done. So the original contract that was awarded back some time ago to Mantrix was for an amount of $933,500 to do the documentation for a 3-court with a concept of 5, and obviously that landscape has shifted dramatically. So this report is really putting to you tonight the variation or the additional sum required to complete this project, which will be a six-court indoor stadium in the Cobblebank area. And we're in design stage for that now, so it's requesting that Council contribute another $349,762 to complete the whole package, which is not just completion of the design package of the building, but all the car parking, landscape and associated works, etc., that's listed on page 201. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? No. Do you have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll move.
And I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Harley, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried.
Can we have a division for that one, Mr. Mayor, please?
Division called by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Sabir, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. Declare the division carried. Item 1221, plan application PA S173/2019/16/1, amendment development of plan referenced in the existing section 173 agreement by amending the purpose of subject site on the approved development plan for commercial to a medium density housing site to facilitate consideration of a planning application for construction of 10 dwellings at 1 James Melrose Drive, Lookfield. Mr. Baggio, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates to a vacant lot of just under 4,000 square metres, which is located on the corner of James Melrose Drive and Coburn's Road in Brookfield. The site adjoins an existing childcare centre and a railway reserve to the south, and is part of a sort of a long linear residential subdivision that's bounded by the railway line and the Arnold's Creek linear reserve. So the proposal in this case is to amend the approved development plan for this particular area, which nominates this site specifically for commercial use to facilitate its future use for medium density housing. A previous application was lodged for the construction of 10 dwellings on the land. However, it was found that an amendment to the agreement was required in order for any future application to be considered for medium density housing on the site. So the application was advertised and generated 6 objections, and the objections were essentially from surrounding residents concerned mainly about the potential future use of the land for medium density housing. I guess in terms of assessing the proposal, it's noted that the proposed change to the agreement merely facilitates future consideration of an application for redevelopment of the site for medium density housing, and that council would still need to be satisfied that any future proposal was appropriate and respectful of the character of the area and generally in accordance with West Coast provisions of the planning scheme. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended by officers that a notice of decision to amend the Section 173 agreement be supported as outlined in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any councillor require any clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've got a couple of queries. One is that these are double story or single story developments, housing.
Well, it's still subject to a future application being considered, but I'm not 100% sure. I think it might be double story.
Yeah. Okay. Is there access to the back end, not Coburn's Road, from that? Is this development?
I believe that I don't have the plan in front of me, but I believe that access would be from James Melrose Drive.
The third one is if it's double story, if there's double story, will that impinge on future if there's going to be let's say a flyover on Coburn's Road with this development impinge upon the reserve, the rail reserve.
It's too early to say at this stage, but it's unlikely.
Well, once they go in, we can't ask them to pull them down, I suppose.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Does any other councillor require any clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
I'll move it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Mendes. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Going to debate. Councillor Mendes, do you wish to speak first?
Well, first of all, I'm going to seek clarification. My understanding is we're not actually looking at what can be built on there at this stage. We're actually looking at a change in the amendment of the Section 173 agreement. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The reason why I'm opposing the objection only to the road development, this one is located on a rail reserve and two stories. The noise alone from being on the border on a dual line, remember we're having a dual line pretty shortly, so there's going to be trains running there constantly, all hours of the night. And these people are going to be living right on the border. I thought we moved away from this. I thought we were really, you know, planning for the future. This is going back to high density Melbourne, living on railway lines. Did you ever be there? I think I grew up in that area. Sleep was an option. You didn't get much of it. So, you actually started a lot. But anyway, all I can say is that we don't know. Are they double stories? We don't know. We're supposing they're going to go out the back and not go on the Coburn Road, but if they cut a road into Coburn Road, going on to where the rail line is, if you know Coburn Road, that is a couple of blocks all day, every day. They're going right down Reed Road. Traffic is down Reed Road. They're going to put more traffic in that little area. We've got to talk about congestion here, don't they? Maybe tonight. But also, the other issues we're going to talk about here, what sort of amenity are we going to give these people who are going to lease there? They're not going to buy them because of the rail going up and down and the noise. So they're going to be leasing. What sort of amenity are we going to give? Children, families, with all this noise and no parks in the area, it's an option. But we're not going to give them anything. What we're saying is this can be used for that. Of course it can. But it could be something else too. Potential there, but do we have to put people in an area where people and rail and noise don't go? No. It's a shame that we're all about that. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm opposing this simply because two stories don't go with rail goes. If there is going to be a rail overpass in the future, we're not going to get a rail overpass because these houses, these units, two-storey, and we can't ask people to knock on the door. So what you're doing is saying, we'll leave it to the ground, we'll have traffic, we'll have volumes on these roads, we'll have traffic congestion because we can't get rid of traffic. Because these houses, childcare, right on the rail line, can't permit an overpass. The overpass will be below, above those developments. So, Mr. Mayor, I've stated the case. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Bushy.
I have no further comments, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Mendes, would you like to sum up?
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to the report that actually talks about 10 single-storey dwellings, and I think that in this case we're still looking at just the amendment of Section 173 to the agreement, and I do understand about railway lines and that close to housing, but if you actually go down there, you've already got an estate, with Melrose Drive being the start of that estate, and many houses that are actually abut the railway line already. So they're already facing the same as these residents would. So what did we do about allowing that developer to actually access that land there in the first place too? So, well, neither was I, but that situation's already continued.
Councillors, Michelle Mendes, please. Continue. You finished? Thank you. Okay, councillors, moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Bushy. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? I declare the motion carried. You can have a division if you wish, Mr. Hardy. Councillor Hardy, sorry. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner. All those against? Councillor Sabir, Councillor Hardy. I declare the motion carried. 1222. Planning application 2019-6489/1. Use and development of a childcare centre with associated landscaping. Display of business identification signs, reduction in car parking, alteration of access to a road in a road zone, category 1, removal of variation of a sewer and drainage easement at 512 to 514 High Street and 160 Coburn's Road, Melton. Mr. Baggio, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this report relates to a planning application that essentially proposes a childcare centre on three existing adjoining residential lots, which in total have an area of 2,344 square metres, which is land which is located on the corner of Coburn's Road and High Street in Melton. Each of the existing lots contains an existing dwelling. And the site is essentially opposite the Melton Secondary College and, I guess, diagonally opposite the Woodgrove Shopping Centre. So the application essentially proposes to demolish the existing development on each of the sites and construct a two-storey building with a floor area of just over 1,000 square metres for use as a childcare centre. A car park to the north of the building accommodates 25 car parking spaces with access from Coburn's Road and egress via Carina Drive. The application seeks a reduction of 7 car parking spaces against the requirements of the planning scheme for car parking for a childcare centre. So the centre is proposed to accommodate 146 childcare places and would also have 26 full-time staff. The centre is to operate between the hours of 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, and is proposed to be closed on weekends. So the application was advertised and attracted 8 objections from surrounding residents. And I guess the grounds of objection could be summarised by concerns regarding traffic safety, concerns about the lack of car parking on site, the scale of the use that's being proposed, and I guess the fact that it's a non-residential type use in a residential area. From an officer's perspective, the use is considered to be appropriate in that it services a local community need and is compatible to its location that has a number of other non-residential uses. The concerns by the residents are acknowledged. However, it's considered that the issues relating to access were
satisfactorily dealt with during the assessment of the application. And in terms of the provision of car parking, as I mentioned before, the application seeks a reduction in 7 car parking spaces. However, it's noted that the site's located within an established residential setting. It's opposite the secondary school, and it is expected that people who live within the immediate area will use the childcare centre, and will not all people will drive to the site. The site's also pretty well serviced with public transport, particularly buses. So, on balance, it's considered that although there's a reduction in car parking, it's considered that there's sufficient car parking in the general area to cater for that reduction. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, it's considered the proposal is generally satisfactory and therefore should be supported in accordance with the recommendation in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any council require any clarification?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yes, thank you very much. You might be able to help me out. If other councillors don't have any further information, are we able to defer? I've spoken to Bob Baggio before we came in and defer this motion to talk to the proponent about car parking facilities to and around the site. There are some options there, you know, that are fluid, and that may be a way of bringing this to the table with support. So, councillors, I ask to have this deferred to allow Bob to get Bob Baggio to bring the applicant to the table for all of us to have a conversation and to get the best results. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Move to defer from Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that on the basis that the applicant can come to a briefing.
Seconded by Councillor Mendez as a defer motion. Does any councillor oppose the deferring the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Reports from delegates, point to other bodies, and council's representation and acknowledgements. Start with Councillor Bushy for a change. Oh, sorry, Matt.
I'll rush through mine, Mr. Mayor. Monday the 29th, resident meeting with officers Councillor Kesich and Councillor Madlick. Thursday the 1st, I facilitated a visit with Mr. Kimon Taladaros, President of Football Victoria, along with Josephine Lapilla, local regional representative. Saturday the 3rd, the Gapon Grand Charity Night at Westwaters Hotel. Monday the 5th, meeting with Tom from Football Empowerment and learning about the great work they're doing in our community with the African nations of the Western Suburbs. Their unique soccer program was recently featured on Fox Sports, highlighting the great need for our community groups to engage with the vulnerable members. And they're doing fantastic work. And Councillor, Mr. Mayor, yourself and I went to the Africans Nation Cup in the summer. And they took some recording, and I was watching Fox Sports the other day and I saw you in the background, Mr. Mayor. Broadcast to all of Australia. Congratulations. Wednesday the 7th of August, meeting with a local religious leader of the Christian faith in relation to a planning application. A leisure advisory committee meeting at Melton Library. We went through our sports awards grants and had an opportunity to meet our new manager of recreation. I think that's what his title is, I'm not sure. Close. We spoke about our upcoming sports awards night, which is on Tuesday the 10th. At Westwaters Hotel with special guest Billy Brownless, former Geelong AFL player and radio television personality. So he's coming to MC and speak on the night, which is going to be fantastic, so we encourage everyone to come along. And Sunday the 11th, the Caroline Springs RSL dedication of the new War Memorial and Veterans Luncheon at Westwaters Hotel. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Sevier.
Thank you. I attended the Stourton College Council meeting, home exhibition tour at Melton Library, Youth Advisory Committee, Councillor Development Weekend in Ballarat, the GAP fundraiser at Westwaters, and Melton City Council Reconciliation Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 27th of July, I attended the Catholic Community Parish Celebration Day. The 30th of July, I attended the Mental Health Royal Commission Forum with the Honourable Martin Foley and Steve McGee. And can I just say a huge thank you to Steve McGee, MP for Melton, for putting that together and having the Honourable Martin Foley come out. It was great for the Melton community to also have their input in regards to the Mental Health Royal Commission, and I know that they greatly appreciated that on the evening. On the 31st of July, the Macedonian Hillside Group celebration of Ellenden Day. 31st of July, semi-annual grants assessment panel meeting. 3rd of August, a Breast Cancer Ladies Day lunch held by Melton Phoenix Football Club. The 3rd of August, the Gap on Graham Charity Night. The 8th of August, Melton Reconciliation Advisory Committee. We were lucky to have two reps from Western Water come to join us, and they spoke to us about their the Western Water Reconciliation Action Plan, and they were asking our committee for some input. They also reported on the proposed site for the Mount Cottrell Memorial, which is on Western Water land. So there will be that will be coming to a briefing, I believe, councillors will be informed about that. The 11th of August, the dedication of the new War Memorial in Caroline Springs. Beautiful, what can I say? It's beautiful in the evening, it's beautiful during the day, a beautiful location. So well done to all those that were involved in making that happen. The 15th of August, Early Years Partnership Committee meeting. And I think that's it from me, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Caught me unawares. Okay, July 26th was the Development Weekend in Ballarat, a great networking weekend. The 31st of July was Intercultural City Symposium, Caroline Springs. August the 1st was the Melton Business Awards finalists. Also, the Intercultural Cities Australia Summit in Footscray. The local food tour was of excellence, and Mr. Mayor, I had a wonderful time. The Amelia Generation Special Needs Integrated Care, the tape cutting with yourself. August the 5th, the Marlow Recreation Reserve, side turning. The 7th of August, invitation to Melton Wolfpack basketball team at Catholic Regional College. Quite a few are going to come out of that, and they are going to make their name in basketball. The 11th of August, the RSL dedication of the new memorial. Quite a moving ceremony, and I wish them all the best down there. August the 16th, the Long Tan dinner, Mr. Mayor and myself, and Sophie, Councillor Ramsey attended. And the 18th was the Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Day in Melton. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Kisich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 26th of July, Rotary Caroline Springs trivia night at the Club Caroline Springs with fellow Councillor Maidlick. On the 27th of July, Caroline Springs George Cross Football Club President's Function at the Fraser Rise. 28th of July, Trees for Life National Tree Day Celebration, tree planting at Ridge Caroline Springs with the Councillor Maidlick. 29th of July, meeting with a resident, harvesting with fellow councillors Maidlick and Abushi at the Civic Centre, Melton. 30th of July, tour of the home exhibition for the Labour Government Minister, Honourable Martin Foley, at the Melton Library with a fellow councillor Yvonne Sevier. Also kudos to Council Officers Madeline, Troy and Sarah. 11th of August, Caroline Springs, Sarah Sell, dedication of a new memorial and a veteran function at the memorial on Lake Street, Lake Caroline. It's a beautiful monument, fantastic locations, and a big thank you to all fellow councillors supporting and also council officers on deliverance. Last, the 16th of August, meeting with a group of residents on the state of the roads in the Eastern Corridor, meeting held at the club, Caroline Springs. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Councillor Mendes.
Well, it's none like me, but I actually had a quiet month this month due to unfortunate circumstances. And last month started off with a wonderful Councillor Development weekend in Ballarat, and I was so fortunate that we didn't have the snow. It happened the week after, so I was pleased about that. We gave further understanding about budgets and governance and use of social media, so I'm sure when it comes to budgets, Sam will be really pleased that we might have a great understanding at the next budget's discussion when we won't spend as much money on him, so you might be pleased to hear that. On the 3rd of August, I attended the Gap on Graham charity night, and I'd have to say, Mr Mayor, to yourself and Val, on all great job that you do with the Gap on Graham, and that you provide a wonderful service to this community for the youth of our community who probably need greater services, and it's great to see that they've got one service that they can rely on top of the services that the City of Melton provides. So a commendation to you, because it was a wonderful night, and I'd love to know how much you raised. I'm sure you'll be able to tell us in your report, but I hope that you continue on these events so that we can actually assist in contributing to the youth in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. I'll try not to double up too much, because we do attend a lot of the same things. The end of last month, beginning of this month, on the 30th, 31st and the 1st, was our Intercultural Cities programme. We attended Ballarat on Tuesday, which went from noon till about 8:30 at night, which was a great day, and it was good to meet some of the other people that are involved in the same programme. Wednesday was our one here at West Waters, which was a big day. It was a programme well run by the officers. We also, on Thursday, we had the Footscray equivalent of our Intercultural Cities Day, and they were at their Arts Centre, and then we went on, we did have a food tour in the evening, which was very good. Also on the Thursday, though, we had our City of Melton Business Awards finalist event at West Waters, which went off really well. On Friday the 2nd, I attended Kanjang Primary School. They were hosting a STEM Expo, which was year three and six students, and also year three and four students who were presenting a project called Sustainable Garden Beds, where they built different, what they called sustainable chicken coops, and it was an interesting project. It was there was a lot of kids there on the day, of course, being at school, but a lot of them had actually taken part and built stuff, which was great. On the 4th of August, I attended the Federation of Macedonian Senior Sits Group in Sunshine for the 75th anniversary of Federation. On the 5th, we did Saw Turning at Marlow Recreation Reserve for the new park that's going in there, which the residents around there will be very happy with, because there's not been much up there. On the 7th of the 8th, I attended a Parents Next Community Network event, which was attended by all the service providers that assist parents and youth in Melton. Also on the same day, I attended the Willowbrae Melton Aged Care Employee Day, which was a day they put on to commemorate. It's actually a national day, but they put on their own one on that day to commemorate all the people that help in their facility. And to be honest, I'd never been in that facility before, and I had a good walk around, and it was spotless. I was taken aback by how clean it was, and how the residents seemed to be very happy in that space. So it was a really good day, and of course the employees enjoyed how all the residents had written cards for them, commemorating the day themselves and thanking them for the work and how they'd looked after them over the few years they'd been there. On Saturday the 10th, I attended Melton Knight and Church Playgroup Trivia Night. First time ever I've won a trivia night. The questions were that easy. It was a good night. They raised a few hundred dollars for the playgroup, which was good. And it was a nice, peaceful night. On the 11th, on the Sunday, I attended with many other councillors at RSL Memorial on Lake Street. And that was great. And we also attended RSL lunch after it. On the 14th, I attended the Friends of Botanic Gardens. They're a full-on day with lots of different things happening, but the highlight of the day was in the evening, where the Royal Victorian Botanic Garden Professor Tim Entwistle, he attended on the evening for the monthly meeting, and he spoke on the new arid garden, and it was a fantastic presentation. It was such a quick night, it just went like that, it was really good. And on Sunday, with many of my fellow councillors, we attended the Vietnam Vets Remembrance Day service. That's it in a nutshell. Thank you. We'll move on to notices of motion. Notice of motion 15.1, Councillor Bushy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Did I mention I had a really good time at the Gap on Graham, the charity night? It's really
good. Oh, sorry, I better finish my thought as well. Yeah, it was a good night. Councillor Mendes asked what we raised. We raised $10,000 on the night, which is an amazing amount. And there was a donation also from the Melton Men's Group of $1,000. So we were really pleased on the night. So
congratulations.
Thank you for asking. Please carry on.
So I move that council officers prepare a report with suggested options to urgently address the ongoing congestion and safety concerns of the parking issues at Boronia Reserve Hillside within the Sugar Gum Estate. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder?
I would like to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kisich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.2.
Thank you.
Councillor Hart, do you think you're going to...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In lieu of Councillor Ramsey not being present, she's ill tonight, and I'll try my best. The council officers liaise with the L2P group, that's Learners to P-Plate group, to assist them to identify funds so they can acquire a replacement vehicle for their program.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Talley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.3.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council officers identify and report to council strategic land parcels within the municipality that can be noted for future acquisitions as the opportunity arises.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, do I have a seconder?
I'm happy to second it. Thank you.
Councillor Kisich, does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.4. Councillor Hardy.
The council officers prepare a report on potential future public housing sites in Melton.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 15.5, Councillor Mendes.
The council officers write to the Honourable James Marino MP, Minister for Education, requesting an immediate review of the current school zone for Springside West Secondary College in consultation with the local community, local members of parliament, the Honourable Natalie Hutchins MP.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Move by Councillor Mendes. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Move by Councillor Mendes. Seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 15.6, Councillor Bushy.
I move that Council write to the Member for Kororoiki, Honourable Marlene Kairouz MP, as well as the members of the Victorian Legislative Council representing the Western Victoria region, requesting their advocacy and assistance to expedite the handover of the Palmers Road Corridor, including Westwood Drive in the City of Melton. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Move by Councillor Bushy, do I have a second now?
Mr. Mayor, I would be very happy to second this one.
Second by Councillor Kesich. All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Motion 647, Councillor Menzies.
Not even up with it, 647. Motion 647. 647. So it's 15.7, yes?
647, yeah.
Okay. The Council write to the Minister for Roads and the Minister for Road Safety in the TAC, the Honourable JL of Pulford MP, seeking an on-site visit of the intersection of Melton Highway and Leakes Road and a timeline for the duplication of the Melton Highway from the Regency to Leakes Road hillside.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Have a second.
I'm happy to second that. Thanks, Mr.
Second Chair. By Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 15.8, Councillor Mendes.
I'm going to keep this Minister busy, aren't I? That Council write to the Minister for Transport, the Honourable JL of Pulford and Department of Transport, seeking an on-site visit to the Diggers Rest, Commodity Road, Toolinvale to view issues with the current 80 kilometre road limit.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Do I have a seconder for the motion? So moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Is any Councillor opposed the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.9, Councillor Mendes.
The Council provides the Diggers Rest Lions Club with $2,500 towards the 2019 carols by candlelight.
Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I have an alternate, if I can run this by. I know this is Councillor Mendes's notice of motion, but I've spoken to Councillor Mendes. The Council commit to $10,000 recurrent funding for Diggers Rest carols by candlelight.
Turn a motion moved by Councillor Mendes. I'll turn a motion moved by Councillor Carley. Do you have a seconder for the turn a motion?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Thank you.
650.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move this on behalf of Councillor Maidlick, that the CEO, Mr. Calvin Torrey, organise a briefing meeting for councillors with Ms. Stephanie Wursteling, General Manager, Carer and Community Services at Carers Australia Victoria, in relation to a potential carers hub being provided located within the City of Melton, and two, subsequently a report be provided to an ordinary meeting of Council with potential options, costings and benefits of a carers hub to be provided housed in the City of Melton.
Moved by Councillor Carley, do I have a seconder? For the motion? Second. So, Councillor Bushy. Is any Councillor opposed the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 15.10, Councillors' questions without notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have quite a few, so I'll get them out in the way. The first one is, I was wondering if any of the officers could provide me with information on the Westwood Estate, which is going to be in Plankton on Betty's Road, as to whether there's any proposed secondary schools in that area in the future. I'm happy to take it on notice.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not aware of the specific subdivision in question. There is, however, a secondary school in that general location, but I can, following tonight, provide particulars as to exactly where it will be relative to that estate.
Yeah, thank you. My second question is, where is the Melton Council up to with these discussions with the state government on the hospital business case?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I want to take that on notice, Councillor Mendez. Mm-hmm. It's not the council actually doing the business case. Yes, the government put the money in the state budget for them to undertake the business case, but I'll make contact with the Health and Human Services Building Authority to establish where they're up to with their progress.
No worries, thank you. And the third one is that the community are actually advising me that the country club is going to be having an extension. Is there anything in the planning development or planning department in regards to that?
We have no knowledge of that, Councillor. Under the terms of the lease with Melbourne Country Club, any renovation of the facility would require council consent. Council is also the planning authority, so nothing can happen without council granting planning permission. Okay,
thank you. I just thought I'd ask. And the residents of Toolan Vale, as a result of the budget discussions and the roads and the design going through for the next 12 months, they're wondering whether they'll actually be surveyed for design or there'll actually be a meeting to discuss the design of the roads.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Council has made a financial commitment this financial year to undertake works. That would necessarily involve consultation. There has, in previous years, been consultation with residents. We'll need to reinitiate that. I don't expect it would be a public meeting, but there will definitely be further engagement with the residents regarding the options.
Do you know when that will take place?
Not at this stage, but we'll provide council with details once we know the program.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
Thanks.
Finish, Councillor Mendez. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I just have a question for Mr. Heaney. Can I ask roughly when you think the design works for Diggers Rest Recreation Pavilion and Oval number 2 will commence?
There's a budget allocation for the realignment or extension of what we call Oval number 2 at Diggers Rest Rec Reserve, as there is design money for the full design of the new community asset, the sports pavilion, which has many things to be implemented in it as part of the developer contribution. So we're putting the brief together as we speak and hopefully we'll get to the market shortly.
Thank you.
No more, Councillor Carley?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Does any other councillor have any questions for that notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Yes.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you. For our general manager, Luke, could you provide a feedback, a report at some time in the future on the right turn signal installation on Barry's and Coburn's Road?
Yes, I can do that now, Mr. Mayor, if you like. So for some period, council have raised concerns regarding the right-hand turn as you head in a westerly direction towards Woodgrove.
Correct.
There's currently no dedicated right-hand turn lane. As part of the expansion of the Woodgrove Shopping Centre, so the next phase of the centre, we're in discussions with Woodgrove, the owners of the centre now, about that, and we have and will continue to put forward our expectation that they will address that intersection as part of their redevelopment or next stage of development.
Is that prior to the development, the redevelopment?
It would be part and parcel of the redevelopment itself. We can't now impose a retrospective requirement on them to do those works. However, as part of any future works, which we anticipate will occur in the near future, that would be certainly a requirement, I would expect.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other councillor have any questions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, I'm usually very, very patient and understanding with regards to some of the requests I make, and this is not a council issue. But I want to put on the record that I think it's absolute bullshit that...
Please watch your language, Councillor Bushy.
Crap. And I'll tell you exactly how I feel about it. But Power Corp need to pull their finger out of their ass, and they've got to do something...
Councillor Bushy, please watch your language.
Well, ass isn't a bad word, is it?
Yeah, it's to me.
Well, they need to pull their finger out and do something about the lights above Westwood Drive Bridge. We had a fatality there. Now, I am not holding them responsible for it, but it would have made a bloody difference if that bridge had been lit up. Something needs to be done. My question, and I ask it every month, is to the General Manager of Planning Services, do we have an update or have we had any more communication with Power Corp about the activation of those streetlights?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Firstly, unfortunately, I don't have a firm fixed date as to when the lights will be activated. We have had a number of meetings with Power Corps regarding the activation of the lights. It is a very arduous process, as I've conveyed to Council previously, in getting the appropriate audits and sign-offs which will enable them to activate the lights, but we are working very hard with them, and they have committed to effectively switching them on at the earliest opportunity, but there's a number of hoops that have to be gone through, but we'll continue to push that as hard as we can to make sure they're activated at the earliest opportunity. But unfortunately, at the moment, I can't give you the exact date that will occur.
Mr. Mayor, can we move that we write to Power Corp as a matter of urgency? Mr. Mayor, I know I'm a representative of the entire municipality, but I am so tired of being contacted by residents about this is the single biggest issue in the Eastern Corridor that residents are contacting me about. And I'm sure Councillor Kesich has had calls and Councillor Maidlick has had calls, but I just don't understand what else we can do. So can I move that we write that the City of Melton write to...
Why don't you defer your motion without notice?
Yep. Well, can I use it as an urgent motion?
Yes,
that the City of Melton write to Power Corp regarding our deep concerns with the lack of progress with regards to the activation of street lights over the Westwood Drive Bridge, please.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for understanding.
Not a problem. So you've moved that, Councillor Bushy, and you're going to second it, Councillor Kesich.
I have to second it. Thank you.
Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. We'll do that right away. Is there any other questions without notice, Councillors? No? Motions without notice. Councillor Carley.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have three. The first one is that council officers, in consultation with existing users, which are the Hillside Sharks Football Club and Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club, explore options to extend the Hillside Recreation Reserve Pavilion to 1, provide additional space in the club rooms to cater for a current high volume of users, and 2, that a report with recommendations, costings and options come to council no later than council's ordinary meeting held on the 9th of December 2019. The second motion without notice, Mr. Mayor, is that council immediately undertake beautification works such as streetscaping and rubbish removal in Zammit Lane, Eklund Street and O'Hare Street in Hillside. And the third motion without notice is that council officers prepare a report with costings and options for additional parking opportunities in front and around the Diggers Rest supermarket on Glitter Road. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You can supply them that now, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
No problem. Does any other councillor have any motions without notice? Any urgent business? Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to confidential business. I'll have to ask you to leave the chambers. Please help yourself to refreshments. Yeah, I know she's got to do that, but this still got to leave.
Procedural motion.
Okay, sorry, Peter.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that pursuant to Section 89(2) of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any Councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Did I do that? I've got to put one in confidential.